And this news update is brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your auto value parts store with a greatly expanded product line. And finally, by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. As part of National Consumer Protection Week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reissuing her consumer alerts on smishing scams and governor imposter scams due to a new version of a toll road scam targeting residents. This latest scam involves a fraudulent text with an image claiming to be a notice of civil infraction hearing regarding a toll violation from the 36th District Court in Wayne County. The message falsely warns that the recipient must appear in person for a hearing or admit responsibility and pay a penalty before the scheduled hearing date. The scam includes a QR code that leads to a deceptive website designed to appear legitimate from the Michigan Department of State. And similar scams have also been reported using the names of private companies and the Michigan Department of Transportation. Scammers are now using toll road scams to scare residents into turning over their hard-earned money, said Attorney General Nessel. When in doubt, always follow your instincts and never share personal and financial information because you've received an urgent text message. Verify any claims that the 36th District Court or any entity a scammer is claiming to represent. Text messages about toll road fees and fines are just one example of smishing. Other examples include text scams about arrest warrants, undelivered packages, and job offers. And on March 2nd, President Donald J. Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to three U.S. Army soldiers for acts of gallantry above and beyond the call of duty. The nation's highest honor was given to Command Sergeant Major Terry P. Richardson, U.S. Army retired, to Master Sergeant Roderick, or Roddy, W. Edmonds, posthumously, Staff Sergeant Michael H. Ollis, posthumously. And on Tuesday, March 3rd, the U.S. Army inducted Richardson of Fairgrove into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes Distinguished Roster, which is the Defense Department's permanent display of those who have received the Medal of Honor. Richardson was recognized for his bravery during the Vietnam War. On September 14, 1968, Richardson's platoon was ambushed by North Vietnamese battalion near Loc Ninh. Despite heavy machine gun fire, Richardson went forward three different times to rescue three different wounded soldiers. And after that, he climbed a hill, despite his being wounded by a sniper, to give orders and coordinates away from his unit, which helped to protect his unit. By doing that, he is credited with the saving of 85 fellow soldiers and their lives. And Amy Jo Brialat faces a cascade of felony charges, including larceny and financial transaction device offenses, has entered no contest pleas across the two separate cases. The move sets the stage for a high-stakes sentencing where Brialat, already a habitual offender, could be looking at up to life in prison for some counts. Crucially, any sentence handed down will run consecutive to her existing parole, meaning no credit for time already served. During the proceedings, a somber moment as Brialat, appearing remotely, shared she's navigating the recent loss of her mother, underscoring the personal toll of her legal battle. With full restitution agreed upon, the focus now shifts to April 27th of this year, 2026. That's when the courts will determine Brialat's ultimate fate, weighing sentencing guidelines against the severe implications of Michigan's habitual offender laws. This case offers a stark look at the intersection of personal tragedy and the justice system. And we will be right back with some national and international news after this message from our sponsor.
Huron Auto Parts of Bad Axe is your trusted go-to one-stop source for tune-up parts, fluids, and aftermarket hard-to-find repair parts. With $70 million in auto value warehouse inventory at their disposal and decades of experience in the business, Huron Auto Parts can usually solve your parts and accessory dilemmas, and on-farm deliveries are second nature for them, too. Huron Auto Parts is more than just an auto parts store. They're your source for ATV, UTV, and power sport parts, small engine, lawn and garden parts, parts for imports and snow plows, paint and body supplies, performance parts, heavy-duty truck parts, various truck accessories, and many tools to put it all together. But the service often most appreciated by many customers is the free installation of wiper blades, especially if it's raining or snowing. Huron Auto Parts is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. The Kaseba family, Gordy, Rick, and Annette, have decades of experience at Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, where service is the difference. We get it.
And we are back now with some national news for you. A new study highlighted by NPR today suggests that many people are being led astray by using AI chatbots for medical advice. The research indicates that these bots frequently provide inaccurate diagnoses or fail to recommend necessary professional care. Health experts are warning that while AI can be a tool, it should not be replacing the doctor. The study found that chatbots often miss subtle symptoms that a trained medical professional would catch during an in-person exam. And House Republicans released video footage from depositions involving the Clintons related to the longstanding Epstein investigation. The release is part of an ongoing effort to provide public transparency regarding high-profile legal inquiries. And the footage has sparked renewed debate on Capitol Hill regarding the handling of past federal investigations. Critics of the release argue it is politically motivated, while proponents claim the public has a right to see the testimony. And Congress is currently split over new legislation aimed at speeding up the permitting process for large-scale data centers. Proponents argue the centers are vital for the U.S. to maintain its lead in the global AI race, while environmental groups and some lawmakers have raised concerns about the massive energy and water requirements of these facilities. The debate highlights the tension between technological advancement and environmental sustainability. And we will be right back with some international news next after this message from Stone Insurance.
This is Brian Stone from Stone Insurance Agency, your auto owner's agency with offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. Life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. But with Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owner's Insurance, you don't have to face the unexpected alone. From auto, home, farm, boat, motorcycle, business, or life insurance, we've got you covered with personal service from Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owners. No call centers, no runaround, just award-winning coverage with a team you can trust. Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owner's Insurance, simple. Simple, reliable. Visit Stone Insurance Agency in Bad Axe or Deckerville. Give us a call at 1-800-530-9105.
And we are back with some international news. A proposed constitutional amendment to cap the Malaysian Prime Minister's term at 10 years failed in Parliament. The bill fell short of the required two-thirds majority by just two votes. The failure of the amendment is seen as a setback for democratic reform advocates in the country, and opponents of the bill argued that term limits could lead to political instability in a multi-ethnic coalition government. And new research published in Science Daily today suggests that the subsurface oceans of icy moons like Europa may be actually boiling. Tidal forces from their host planets create intense heat that could cause sudden pressure drops and explosive thermal activity. This discovery changes how the understanding of where life might exist in our solar system. Scientists now believe that these moons are far more dynamic and potentially explosive than previously thought. And scientists announced today that the Atacama Desert, the driest place on Earth, is home to a surprisingly surprising diversity of soil-dwelling nematodes. The biodiversity of these microscopic worms increases with moisture and altitude. The study highlights the resilience of life in extreme environments, and it suggests that even the most dead landscapes on Earth can host complex biological communities well beneath the surface. And we will be right back after this message from our final sponsor, AVS Broadband, and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection, because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we are back. I have one obituary for you at this time. Carol Marie Heinz, 70 years old, of Bad Axe, passed away on March 2nd, 2026, at her home. Carol was born in Grand Rapids on June 17, 1955. She and Keith Heinz were married on July 7th, 1984, and were married for 40 years. Carol is survived by her daughters Janelle, Heidi, Autumn, Holly, and her beloved grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. The funeral service for Carol will be held Friday, March 6th at 1 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Visitation will be Friday, March 6th, 2026, at 10 a.m. until the time of service. A cremation burial will take place in the spring. Memorials in Carol's name may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, and condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that was your news for this hour. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, whether cancellations or obituaries.